Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Repetents, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Repetent, and let's do this. In Parshas Re'eh, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, I'm laying it all out for you. Brachos if you follow Hashem's mitzvos, and curses if you don't. These will be announced on Har Gerizim and Har Eivel when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Moshe also reminds Bnei Yisrael that a Beis HaMikdash must be built in the place where Hashem chooses, and that's where all karbanos should be offered. Bringing up a karban anywhere else is a no-go, though they can still slaughter animals for food, just don't eat the blood as it's reserved for the Mizbeach. Next up, if there is a Navi Sheker, or someone doing Avodah Zarah, they are out, literally. Any citywide Avodah Zarah going on, they're wiped out too. Moshe then revisits all the kosher signs for animals, fish, and non-kosher birds. He instructs Bnei Yisrael to eat a tenth of the produce in Yerushalayim or sell it and spend the money on food there. In some years, this miser goes to the poor. You got firstborn cattle and sheep, those go to the Beis HaMikdash, and the meat of that going to the Kohanim. Tzedakah is another must. Help a fellow Jew in need with a gift or a loan. And every seventh year, it's Shemitah, where all loans are forgiven and avadim are freed after 6 years. The Parsha wraps up with the laws of Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, when everyone comes to the Beis HaMikdash to see and be seen by Hashem. Let's shift to a short part from Reb Aryeh Baruch Finkel. So the Parsha starts off, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem, see what I've given before you. And the Mefarshim all ask, why does it start off singular and shift to plural? The language and grammar should be consistent. No. Rav Aryeh Baruch Finkel says, the whole Parsha should have been written in plural. It's a long speech, the entire Kal Yisrael. The Vard is that we should view it that Hashem said this to each and every one of us individually. That Hashem stood before me and you, each with singular attention, with a personal invitation to observe Torah and mitzvos. I know, it's a stretch for 99.9% of us, and Rav Aryeh Baruch adds on a story to illustrate his point. It's right before or during World War II, it's days before Sukkos, and the Brisker Rav is looking for Brisker Hadassim. Rav Nachman Zemba asked the Brisker Rav, in such a matzav, you're supposed to be doing this, just get any Hadassim. And the Brisker Rav answered that if Hashem would have come to you and told you to do this mitzvah, he showed up at your front door. You would do it, no excuses. And he continued to look for Hadassim up to a standard. But most of us don't feel that way, that we were singled out to do it, that Hashem is counting on us. It feels more like an obligation and mass adherence. Of course, some mitzvos we do connect to more, and there are some that it's clear we've been called upon to do. But many others, I don't know. And it's funny, this is not a novel idea, but it's tickling my brain in this refreshing way. It really dovetails with what I've been thinking about lately, about showing up as an Eved Hashem. Anywho, wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.